learning so much about ranch fans today.
My goodness.
Hey, it's the Ranch. Justin Malone here. And
I'm afraid to go out in public.
I don't even know how to explain what we've been talking about for those who have just tuned in. But in a nutshell, we have been looking for your calls with the most interesting experience that a ranch fan has had in jail, because we'd like to place you in the Hall of Records, the Justin and Malone Hall of Records.
Yeah, you've been to jail or you've been to prison. We want to hear about it. You know, we're scoring them this morning is what we're doing. Who's, who's got the best story?
Well, and we had a story a second ago. This is Coop Cooper of Denton. It involved machetes. It involved velvet curtains. It involved old men working magic. But we've got somebody on the phone, Justin, who says he thinks he can beat it.
Okay.
Dallas Barts, looks like, of Sunset. Go for it.
We had a grown man take his in his hot pot, the thing you cook your soups and stuff in, and eat it in the middle of the day room.
You win.
What does he win for that? New crock pot.
Hot crock pot.
That's a whole new meaning to the word Instapot.
What prison was this, just so we will know to avoid it?
Vito 1 unit in Texas, South Texas, Palestine.
Justin, what do you think? Do we award a second place? I'm just not sure.
I think it's a tie for first.
You think it's a tie for first?
Yeah, between guys flying in with machetes behind a velvet curtain and some guy taking a growler in a crock pot, we're tied for first here. We've double gold.
Oh, congratulations, I guess, Dallas.
Let's never bring this up again.
You have to admit, it turned out to be very interesting.
You know what? It's a good way to make sure you never end up in jail.
Yeah, actually, we're doing a public service. We can count this as a public service announcement. This should deter anyone from ever speeding, at the very least.
You think you had it plugged in and turned on? Just to...
Please, no, I cannot.
I mean, I guess you'd be warm to begin with.
I can't parse this down this road with you. But it's time to go home, and as much as I know you hate for us to go with these jail stories...
I will never put corn in my stew again.
Thanks.
All right, Malone, have a great day.
I'll see you.
God bless you. God bless our troops and first responders, and God bless the great state of Texas.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Giddy up! And this is appropriate. Watch where you step.
Go in. Watch. See you down the road.
KFWR, Jacksboro, Fort Worth.